approach the family and just tell them about my concerns and what I thought was going on. And then I would mention about the memory cafe at the road and give them the leaflet.
So what kind of difference do you think the Action Alliance has made then from your point of view for how you can enable...
Because when you go to the GP, they're just general practitioners, aren't they? And when you've got a group like you've got set up, they solely work with dementia.
And I think since having obviously the leaflets and the training on this, it, you know, it's made the staff a lot more aware of the situation. And obviously when we do obviously get disability people coming into store, that we do quite frequently have, it's nice then to be able to put it into practice and know what the signs are and not make them feel uncomfortable.
So Georgia, the reason that you probably haven't had your training, why would you say that is?
Because of a high staff turnover. We get a lot of uni students working here over the summer and then they go back to uni. Bristol-based people, if they work here like me and Izzy, we live here, so this is our full-time job. But it's a lot of people part-time jobs, like we have a lot of weekend workers. A lot of people leave for the summer. A lot of people leave when they want to go on holiday at Christmas, so it's we're not like a set team all year round kind of thing.
Rosemary, do you think the Dementia Action Alliance has made a difference in Patchway? And if so, what kind of difference do you think it's made?
I think it has. And I think it's brought awareness to people that don't know how dementia affects people. And I think people are frightened of it because they don't know what it's about. And I think when they get to know that what it is and how many different kinds of dementia there are, then I think they can go on to understand.
Is there anything more they think Patchway Dementia Action Alliance could do in the future?
Just to become, to make people more aware that they're here, and for people not to be frightened to go and ask for help, and also like for their carers, because they also need help.
What difference has the cafe made for you?
Well, we come and talk, and we can talk, the carers can talk, and
I
company.
Think it's nice.
Judy.
Yes, ever so nice.
We had a trip on a narrow boat up Saul Junction from Memory Cafe. My husband was very poorly at the time, but he loved it.
Me?
And Julie was sat opposite me.
Yeah.
He said I was driving.
No, you.
Yes, she did. She went up and.
Oh, yeah, you drove the. Yeah, you steered.
What information do they give you that makes a difference?
Well, say they got a lot of printed information, and we can ask, and I've been looking into now trying to get somewhere that Julie can go for a day food service and things like that, and I'm getting information feedback on there. So.
Yeah, I think I became the dementia lead for the practice in end of 2012, and I met with Eleanor, you know, working with Southern Brooks and Dementia Alliance, and actually it has been really great, and we managed to achieve a higher rate of diagnosis and increased awareness through the leaflets, the meetings, and we have advertised it among our patients so well. And I think that we became the second practice in the region to achieve better diagnostic rates. Yeah, before the Dementia Action Alliance, we used to refer patients to memory clinic just to be formally diagnosed with dementia, and I don't think there was any support in the community for the patients to, be directed to. But since the Dementia Action Alliance, there was quite a good community support, like the memory cafe, and the patients and their carers have enjoyed that so much.
Do you say, Mo, that you design your services around people with dementia in some way?
Well, yeah, if we know someone is suffering with dementia, then we make sure we clock what coat they come in with, help them with their PIN numbers. We've got one lady, we have to make sure what coat she's wearing when she comes in, that she goes, we watch their handbags for them. And to just help them down to the toilet, because they sometimes forget where that is. And we wait for them and bring them back up.
Charlotte and Dawn from Rose Bakery, can you tell me what you think would make the Alliance better?
A lot more advertisement. You've got lots on television about cancer, and there's cancer, you know, race days and all things like that, but there's not a lot for dementia. I think I've seen a little bit, and that was one advert with some stars in. Apart from that, nothing.
Do you agree with that, Dawn?
I agree with that, and also I think they ought to promote it more locally. You know, like I said, we're aware of it here, but, you know, there's, well, I'll use Cardiff and I'll use this, you know, sort of down, sort of Devon, where I know somebody travelled up from Devon because there was nothing, you know, what we have here around. And I think that's really sad that, you know, we're very, very lucky here.
I think this idea is brilliant here because everybody's in the same boat. And everybody realises it and acknowledges the problems that they have. Of course, you can't look in the future, can you? Of course, I live on my own anyhow. And sometimes I worry about, look, if anything happened to me, hopefully, which it won't, hopefully, I keep thinking, what's going to happen now? You know, but that sort of thing. But that could happen, that's one you don't want to think about. Something keeps coming back in your mind,
isn't it? I'm a Dementia Friends champion and I run dementia awareness sessions, and I've found a very good response on the whole.
Fantastic.
Particularly among younger people. They ask a lot of questions, and, you know, because really dementia affects a lot of us, most families will know someone or have someone amongst them who has dementia, or have known friends, so I find they ask a lot of questions, and they really want to know.
2 weeks ago, we had a lady from Asda, and she told us that they were being sent to do training on dementia, which I think was very good, because unless people understand it, it's like the children at Patchway College. They're being trained to know dementia. And I think it's a very good thing, because otherwise children could be frightened of people with dementia. And that's the last thing they need, is anybody to back away from them.
I think the Patchway Dementia Action Alliance work has opened a lot of doors for us in the health service and social care, because people are interested. I think it's been life-changing for some people who have got involved. I think it's made a big difference in Patchway. We've all recognised the value of working together rather than working in separate initiatives. I think enormous congratulations to everybody, and keep up the good work.